This is a dictation for patient Carol Rohn, CarolRhone. Date of birth is 7-7-1959. Date of visit is 11-3-2025. The patient has chief complaint of severe pain all over due to arthritis inflammation, the legs, the back, shoulders, lower and upper and back and neck area, whole body according to her. She used to work in a Pontiac school in 2008 when she retired. She used to be a janitorial services and she has poor sleep. Her primary care physician is Dr. P. Sanghvi, S-A-N-G-H-V-I, who has been taking care of her and now is being referred for pain management only. The patient reports of these pains being continuous and are unrelated to any accident, fall or slip, only related to the work issues of the past 35 years. These pains are described as stabbing, sharp and aching, and they vary from 8 to 9. Please review the ADLs are affected 6, and modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending, lying down, driving, and improved by sitting. The patient is able to walk half a block to one block with minimal pain. She can easily sit and stand for 30 minutes. Currently, she is not working. She is not sure if she suffered from rheumatoid arthritis or gout or any other lupus or any other issues, autoimmune disorders. She has had stress test CT scan at St. Joe's Hospital. Currently, she reports her pain is located in the both shoulder area, neck area, lower back pain, pain in both the hands, both knees, both feet. The bottom of the feet is numb, and all night she is suffering in pain. She has a difficult time sleeping. She has had various X-rays, MRI, CT scan, blood test at Trinity Hospital and at her primary care physician. She has weakness of the legs sometimes, but she has not fallen. She also reports of numbness and tingling of both hands and both feet. So far, she has had no physical therapy, laser treatment, or any surgery, or any procedures, or any injections. And we review the records for the system review for additional, for allergies, surgical histories, and personal, family, legal, and also employment. Currently, she is retired. She used to work at security job and school janitorial. This will be the diagnosis page and ADL also. The patient is a 66-year-old, black female, and height is 5'4", weight is 160, temperature 96.7, respiratory is 17, heart rate is 80, blood pressure is 204 over 88. 66-year-old African-American female, of an average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, phlegmy, colonicia. Hydration is good and well-nourished. No acute distress, shortness of breath, severe pain phases are noticed. Patient doesn't appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor. Stress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile independent without using any adaptive device. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including neurological and musculature exam. The musculoskeletal inspection palpation from template, spine tenderness is present. No area of spine is tender, sorry. Hypertonicity, none. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. The range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 40, and bilateral rotation is 60. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, bilateral extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 25. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman signs, Perling sign, Lermit test, distraction test, Sotoar test are all negative. In the thoracic spine, Plum test, Roos test is negative. Lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 25 degrees. PLR is positive. CAMP is positive. Dudzinski-Kornick test is negative. Babinski sign negative. Bregar test negative. SI joints, mild tenderness of bilateral SI joints is noticed. And bilaterally Faber test, Thompson test are positive. The standing flexion test, iliac compression, distraction tests are negative. Diagnosis, please use the diagnosis page. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan. Patient is ordered following medications to try Mobic 15 mg daily for anti-inflammatory effect. Trazodone 100 mg at night for sleep. Prilosec 20 mg for stomach protection. Prednisone is being tried 20 mg daily for healing. Nerontin 600 mg twice a day for pain in the both feet. Tramadol 50 mg every 8 hour PR and 75 tablets are ordered for further relief of pain. Maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. Medical records are being obtained while non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Gym is, yes. Psychiatric visit is not warranted. Review of available MRI none are available. Medical records are being reported, released. Intervention procedure none are being recommended. Surgical options none. Neuropsych attended care case worker none. Investigation none are being ordered. DM is none. Education is yes. Disability yes. Follow-up visit in 15 days. Direct contact yes. Thank you.